I mean, this was such an upsetting story that came to the fore earlier today. Story about a 16-year-old pupil from a Randburg school in Ferndale, to be more specific, who fell from a third-story building at the school today, and it proved fatal. And it looks as though that he had some sort of epileptic seizure, and that was what led to the incident. And, you know, it looked as though teachers had been making some sort of progress in stabilizing him, but they just did not manage to save his life, even though they evidently tried. Our reporter Veronica Machadi is on the story. This is really a distressing story, Veronica.
Absolutely, Joanne. I think, you know, more than anything, we have somewhat become used to, and we shouldn't be used to this, just hearing more and more tragedy coming out from our schools across the province.
Yes.
And as you said, a 16-year-old boy, Joanne, fell from the third floor balcony of the school, Ferndale High School, after the department says, unfortunately, that he had suffered an epileptic seizure. As you've mentioned, he fell and teachers were rushed to him and to assist him, calling emergency services at about 9:30 in the morning.
Yes.
They did manage to stabilize him and transport him to hospital. It is then later that we learned that he did pass away in hospital.
His family must be devastated, Veronica.
I think his family is definitely distraught. And I mean, it goes, and in situations like this, it goes, you know, even further than family, pupils, school
right.
teachers, those that know him.
It
is quite a shocking event once again, and we do know that, of course, the department has been hands-on. We know that the MEC Panyaza Lusufi spokesperson Steve Mabona did go to the school.
Mm-hmm.
He was currently there at the school in the afternoon, as well as psychosocial teams units giving that counseling to, you know, pupils, friends, teachers and staff members who could have been affected by this incident.
Veronica, thanks for bringing us the details of what happened there, and I'm sure that more of those details will become clearer in the next few days. I want to bring into the conversation the director at Epilepsy South Africa, the Gauteng branch in particular, Magdalene Creer. Magdalene, good evening to you, and thank you very much for making yourself available today. And the reason we've invited you onto the program is to give us a sense of this. There are many people among us, and they may be in our schools, in our workplaces and the like. We are dealing with patients of epilepsy on a daily basis, but we're not able to, we don't always know how we can possibly help them should they have a seizure in our presence in those environments. What is the advice you can give us in regard to that?
Thank you, Joanne. The most important is to stay calm and to move the person away from any possible objects that can harm them. Put something under the person's head so he can't harm his head. Turn him or her on their side in the fetal position or their recovery position. And just bend the head a little backwards so the airway stays open.
All
Don't
right.
put anything in a person's mouth. And if the seizure lasts longer than 6 minutes, then it's time to call an ambulance. Otherwise, just stay with the person and make sure you keep calm. And once he regains consciousness, talk reassuringly and make sure that he knows where he is and what happened.
All right. There are a few questions that come out of what you've told me already. And the first one is, I mean, when I was a child, this kind of misinformation did the rounds that you should put a spoon in the person's mouth, you know, that you should try to put something in there that would prevent them, for example, from biting their tongues. So clearly that is completely the wrong procedure.
Absolutely. You will only damage the person's teeth. Or if you put your finger in, you might be bitten.
It's not
necessary.
I want to ask you about the kind of seizures that epileptic patients have, Magdalene. I understand that some of them do have convulsive seizures, you know, where the body goes into a state of convulsion. Other people sort of zen into a kind of mode where they're very quiet and they're very uncommunicative, and you can't really tell what their level of consciousness is.
That's great. The two types of seizures you're describing is referred to as absences, where persons stares, or tonic-clonic seizures. Now, with tonic-clonic, a person will fall and make jerking movements. And an absence can be as light as stare or a stutter. Those kids are often seen as not paying attention in class, so it can easily be missed. by if you're not informed about the types of seizures.
Tell me, in the case of a child in particular who's going to school, a child who's been diagnosed with epilepsy, how important is it that this condition is flagged with teachers and other pupils so they know exactly what to do should this kind of situation arise where the child has a seizure?
It's very important to educate both the classmates and the teachers about the type of epilepsy a particular child has in a classroom and what to do if he or she gets a seizure. Otherwise, they will all panic and run away. So it's very important to educate the learners and the teachers. And also for parents to assist their children to inform peers correctly of what do they do, what type of epilepsy is this, in a language that they can understand, and physically show to them what to do when he has a seizure. It's really important to support children with epilepsy, because if they keep this a secret, they might be teased. And that is the last thing we want.
Absolutely. I also want to ask about the kind of visual aids that a teacher might use, perhaps flashing lights that may trigger a seizure. Are there other things, are there other events that may perhaps set in motion a seizure?
It can, yeah. It's photosensitive seizures. In those cases, educators should also be informed of how it can be prevented or what the child can do so it doesn't trigger a seizure.
All right. Thank you so much for speaking to us this evening. Magdalene Creer, she's the director at Epilepsy South Africa's Gauteng branch.